The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
I do have my favourite person in the world to my right, Edward Hayden, super chef to the stars.
Say it again, Jenny.
My favourite person in the whole entire world. Edward Hayden!
Yes. I was trying to check, you have that on kind of pre-record or something, I think.
No, I heard about this morning. Al said to me, guess who's in today? I said, who? He said, your favourite person. I was like, it's not Edward, is it? He said, yeah.
Edward Hayden, Aldi chef to the stars.
You're making
it up. He's a legend. He's a legend.
So we were meant to have a barbecue outside today.
We've been trying to have a barbecue for about the last 2 months with you, and we've had to keep cancelling it.
So we had everything set up, and of course, it's just horrible outside. Yeah. So we've decided to bring Edward in out of the cold to play our Wednesday Wee Wine quiz, which is usually Thursday throwback, but because it's Friday, we're going to call it a fillet, see what we did there for the steaks, of Friday flashback quiz. I'll stop.
How do you like your steak?
It's not a trick question.
I'm just asking you.
I'm a kind of a medium.
Are you now?
Medium.
I'm a medium as well.
Medium, but like not bloody.
Exactly. You don't want it overdone, but you don't like it swimming around the plate either.
I like mine well done.
I'd say you do. Obviously, you can get lovely steaks now in Aldi.
Yes, I suppose what I'm here to tell you about is the new range of Angus dry aged steaks, which are kind of really good. And they've got, well, I was just chatting with Mary outside, they've got like ribeye steaks and they've got strip loin steaks as well, which are really fantastic. And those are the two that I actually like to get when I'm looking for a steak as well, because they're sufficiently thick to kind of cook them to a temperature. They've got a nice bit of marbling in them as well. So it's quite good. They're in store from yesterday. Again, the Angus steak is very familiar as a breed of cattle that people are very well familiar with, or the Aberdeen Angus that would be familiar with it as well. These are reared in Tipperary, and
there's Aiton in them.
And you could nearly say Aiton and drinking.
Any little tips, just very quickly, if you are having a barbecue over the weekend? I'm going to try and have one because I haven't had one in weeks, and I'm just going to go for it. Anything when you're putting a steak onto the barbecue a little tip?
Yeah, there's a little tip. Always what I would say to people with barbecues is don't adulterate what you're putting on. Buy good quality materials. That's not in any way provocative, Jenny.
Did you hear that?
Don't adulterate
whatever you're throwing onto the barbecue. Yes.
Well, I was looking at a tweet here that came in from @
Shane. Are we boring
Burke.
You? Sorry.
No. This reason I'm looking at this because the tweets are flying in for Edward. It says, good luck today. I'm starving listening to you guys at the moment.
Oh,
hashtag not fair.
Don't adulterate.
Adulterate. No, because you have really good quality steak and then people tend to put very dominant flavours on it.
You don't need to.
No, what I do with a steak is I get a shallow dish, I put a bit of rapeseed oil into it. I put a bit of maybe rosemary or thyme, a bit of cracked black pepper.
Lovely.
And then I just get my steak, I toss it around in that, I smother it or smother it or massage it.
I say you do.
Or whatever.
Do you know what's important to put into a bit of steak? A bit of love. That's what's important.
Essential stuff. Well, when you're doing the massaging, you might as well put in the love when you're that
exactly.
far. When you start smothering, you have to kind of keep going with the love, don't you? And then I just put that on the barbecue. And the other tip I'll give people is, see, there's sufficient fat in it to move, but a little bit of rapeseed oil helps it to stop it from sticking. But don't keep moving it. You know,
okay.
We have this awful temptation. The minute we have something on the barbecue, we want it off of it.
Yeah.
And kind of it's like, I am man. You know, that sort of way. And I'm here with my big, big,
your big,
big
pliers.
Tongs.
And it's not a way I would have ever described you now, I'll be honest.
But there you have it. But volumes. But what I'm saying to you is then don't turn it until it's ready. So give it about 2 or 3 minutes on one side, turn it and give it 2 or 3 minutes on the other. And what happens at that stage is it's a sufficiently cooked on one side to allow you to move it without it breaking apart. It'll be nicely caramelised.
Okay.
The fat will have rendered down. The real good heat of the barbecue will have rendered the fat and will have caused that caramelisation.
Well, I'm going to give that a go over the weekend, so we're going to get some nice steaks.
Tweet us the pictures.
I will.
We will not believe
you. I promise you I will. Yeah. So we're going to get our nice ribeye steaks in Aldi now.
We're going to take a short break and then when we return, we're going to play the fillet of Flashback Friday.
Fry it up.
Fry it up.
The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi, where all our fresh meat is 100% Irish.
Right, welcome back. And we're playing the Aldi Fillet of Friday flashback quiz.
Sorry, would you get off your phone? That's cheating.
Sorry.
That is cheating. I'm putting that over there.
Well, just when you gave me your number, Jenny, I said I wanted to save it, you know, because not every day you can get it. And well, it only was a ribeye steak. That's all it took. Not even a good bottle of Merlot to go with it.
I'm cheap like that. I'm easy, you know.
Well, listen.
Bit of meat for Jenny, and she's happy.
Oh yeah.
Satisfied. Okay. She's getting very warm in the studio. Right. Okay. So it's Jenny Green versus Chef Aldi Chef to the Stars Edward Hayden in a quiz of nostalgia. We're going to play clips from old movies, old songs, old TV ads, and it's the first to three. Okay.
I feel like there should be a dry eye.
There are no rules.
There's no rules.
There are no rules.
Well, there is one rule.
You can't cheat.
Hell is open.
And if you're going to cheat, make sure it's not obvious.
So here are the rules. I'm going to play a clip as the master of ceremonies. And then if you think
you were telling me about outside.
Well, no, I didn't mention any clips. It makes it look like a fix now, Edward. So I play the clip, you shout your name, you wait for me to address you, and then you shall answer.
Okay,
so I'm just going to insert some dramatic music here.
Here we go.
We was just testing my mic.
Here we go. Okay, so the first one is a song.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
three,
toast.
Two, one, go.
Jenny
Green.
Radiohead Creep.
That's fast.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was saying what she was. Oh my God.
Jenny Green.
You're supposed to be nice to the visitors.
Jenny Green,
did you not read the memo?
Do you know what happened 2 weeks ago? Two weeks in a row, we had other guests on, and I said, I'll let them get the first one or two just to keep them interested. And they wiped the floor at me, and I said, I'm not doing that again.
I thought you were a nice girl.
Right, next one. 1-0 to Jenny Green.
Right, I'll be a bit slower.
Chef to the Stars, Edward Hayden. Here's the next clip.
It's a movie.
3, 2,
I'll give
one.
You a chance here now.
Listen carefully.
Yes, I am.
Luca. Madame?
Silas Ramsbottom.
Bottom.
Come this way with me. Come on.
There's people shouting.
There's people roaring. Look, Mary is outside going, I can't believe it.
I thought
Edward Hayden.
No, it's not. I thought, first of all, you know, it was the opening scene of Mrs. Doubtfire, you know, when he's doing Tweety Bird.
It's not that. It's Despicable Me.
You didn't even give me a chance.
They're minions.
To be fair, I never saw that.
Okay. Next one is a computer game.
Oh. Okay. No, I'm gonna be good
and
on
it's
these
the
now.
Theme of a computer game. 3, 2, 1, go. You can text in 51552 if you want to play along at home.
I haven't got a clue.
Edward Hayden.
Oh, he looks confident.
I'm not, but I haven't a clue. But the last computer game I played was Sonic the Hedgehog, just going with that.
It's not Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic the Hedgehog. I can't talk anymore.
I wouldn't have a clue what that is now.
Are we only talking about it earlier on?
Tetris.
Oh, Angry Birds.
Oh, I've never played Angry Birds.
Okay, the next one is a song.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Don't rock the DJ.
Carolina, come on. I'm holding back here. Come on, you've got the title of the song. Who's a bike?
Take it. Take it, Jenny.
Oh, no, I want to give it to you. I want to give it to you.
Sorry, Jenny.
I know it, but I can't think of it. What is it? Oh, Edward.
Yeah, Edward Hayden.
Shaggy.
It is Shaggy. Yeah! What's the name of the song?
Oh, God.
Carolina.
There
you go,
yay! Yeah. It's my best hit at karaoke.
Okay, next one's a TV show.
So we're one all.
Three.
See, I'm keeping it interesting.
Absolutely.
As people listen to this quiz going, oh my God, let's pick out these quiz.
How stupid are they? They're probably.
Three. TV show this time. 3, 2, 1, go. Ah, lads, come on.
I haven't got a clue.
There's people literally roaring at the radio at the moment. A clue.
Do you know, it could be the humidity.
It's definitely not Saturday Night with Miriam anyway. We can rule that out.
Should be though.
How cool would that be?
It's Britain's Got Talent.
Do you know what?
Are you sure?
Sure. Yes, I'm
no,
sure.
No, that's a remixed version.
No,
you downloaded the wrong one.
Is that not Britain's Got Talent?
51552, is that not Britain's Got Talent?
Cheryl yes. Cole never came out to that.
Oh, my God.
She's on the X Factor.
Oh, she's X Factor.
Right, it's 1-1. We go to a tie break.
No, Amanda Holden.
Who? What?
Huh? Amanda okay. Holden.
Are those my feet? Right.
All right, so this is the decider, isn't
this
it?
This is it. And
I'm feeling neither of us are going to know it.
3, 2, 1.
Jenny
Green for the win.
Really appropriate song for today and indeed for the entire summer. Why Does It Always Rain on Me by Travis.
It is indeed.
I wanted to give it to you, but I gave you the last one. So
You didn't even draw your breath. The singer didn't even...
There was high stakes today.
He's not going to cook my steaks for me now over the weekend.
Anyway, what you won a prize, Jenny. You've won yourself 2 Aldi ribeye steaks. Congratulations.
Good joke,
to you. Well done.
That is amazing. What does Edward win?
Nothing.
Edward's coming home with me. That's his prize.
Absolutely. Winner takes all.
I think
winner
we'll play
takes
a song.
All.
Right, we'll play a song here. It's getting very hot in the studio. 2FM.